This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And again, it is a great night too. Oh, yes. Death to self. God enjoys the death of his saints. It's amazing how many people fear death, don't realize it's the beginning of life. Would you turn to Matthew 24? Matthew 24 and verse 1 says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.'" In other words, Jesus was trying to share with them something prophetically in the future. They could not see it. Jesus saw it. "Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed.'" Take what? "Take heed that no one deceives you." Again, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm a Christian,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Are there wars and rumors of wars right now? Amen. It says, "For nation will rise up against nation." Is that happening? "Kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation." So we know that we are in the beginning of sorrows now. We are actually getting ready to come out of it. And then tribulation will start soon. And it says, "And they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you." Is that happening now in the world? Yes. And many places. You don't hear much about it here in the United States. But you will. "And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." We are in a time of shaking right now, and everything is shaking. We're seeing earthquakes, we're seeing all kinds of things, we're seeing the economy shake, we're seeing all kinds of families shake, all kinds of things are shaking, businesses are shaking, all kinds of things. There is a tremendous shake. We're seeing earthquakes, we're seeing volcanoes, tornadoes, all kinds of things that are shaking. Amen? And in this, even people's hearts are shaking right now, because they don't know what's getting ready to happen. People are in an area of fear because they don't know. And one of the things they don't know is because they're kept in deception. And there are messengers of deception that keep people blind from truth. And when people are in deception, they are in bondage. They become a slave. But it says, we must endure all the way to the end. In other words, we must endure the messengers of deception, because there are messengers of deception in the shaking right now. Go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. In verse 7, let's read it together, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. It doesn't mean that we won't make a mistake. What he's saying is sin will not reign over those who are following me. Sin will not reign. It doesn't mean that you're not a sinner. It doesn't mean that you won't sin or you won't make a mistake. But you're not one that's going out doing it intentionally. Because if you're one who does it intentionally, you are not his. Your covenant with him is broke. But I'm a believer. No, a believer is one who follows. A believer doesn't say, I'm a believer and not follow. So everybody got it. That person is a liar and has broken covenant with God. And if that person dies in that condition, even though they've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior years prior to it, they will go to hell. Because who you serve when you die is where you go. Amen? Let's go a little further. In verse 10, in this the children of God and the children of the devil are what? Manifested. Manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Now listen, this is powerful because there are many who are, in other words, we will know the difference between those who are practicing righteousness and those who are practicing lawlessness. Amen? These messengers of deception are called antichrists because they are against Christ. They are messengers of deception. And in these messengers of deception, they can come in many ways and many forms. And they are abundant. We just read in Matthew 24 that they are abundant. They are all over. Wherever you go, there is a messenger of deception. At your workplace, when you turn on the TV, when you turn on the radio, they come in many forms. You can go pick up a book, and it could be a messenger of deception. 1 John chapter 4, in verse 1, it says, beloved, do not what? Believe every spirit. In other words, don't believe every person. But test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Listen, false prophets, so many times people think of false prophets according to the Old Testament that it's somebody's got to wear this big belt and long robe. And they're always saying, thus says the Lord. That's false prophets come in many forms and shapes, sizes, and dress. I run into many of them. I call them granolas. They are nutty and fruity. But anyways. Hallelujah. So we are to test these spirits. Amen? These people. We're going to judge them by fruit. Listen, if somebody shows up to you with a bottle of wine and a cigar and says, listen, I got a word for you from the Lord. Tell them I got a word for you. Verse 2, by this, you what? You know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Now, I want you to grab hold of something, because when these messages were put out at that period of time, things were not as bad as they are now. Things are worse now. Because there are many lying spirits that will lie right to you. And they will say, Jesus came in the flesh. But they will lie. I run across them. But because we have the anointing now, we have the Holy Spirit and we know all things, we're able to discern these things. We'll know when a person is lying. So everybody got it? Again, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is Christ, his come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of the what? Antichrist, which you have heard from the was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So if he is in you, who is greater than he who is in the world, it means you have to have fellowship with him to understand him and hear him. It says, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Why? Because the spirit of error is in the carriers that are messengers of deception. Amen? In other words, we're going to test these spirits. And right now there is a shaking going on. And this shaking that's happening, and it's been going on for a while, is to expose individuals' intent and belief system, to determine whether they are under the influence of deception or under the influence of truth. You know, there is the influence of Satan's theology in world system. He has a theology. In fact, he started religion. Jesus never started religion. He came with a kingdom. Jesus came to bring a kingdom, not religion. That word religion means bondage. It is a form of ritual. In 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1. Messengers of deception. Is everybody there? Verse 1, let's read it together. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time, are we in the latter times? Yeah. In the latter times, some will depart from the faith. In this arena, it did not say that they will not be still calling themselves a Christian. What they will do is they will exchange the will of God for the will of man, but still call themselves a Christian. Many will fall or depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Why? Because they are carried by messengers of deception, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Many will depart from the will of God to the will of man because they are influenced by messengers of deception. 1 John chapter 2. In verse 15, do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, who's the ruler of the earth? Satan. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So what's the messenger of deception trying to do? Is cause you to do the will of man, not the will of God. Because if he knows, if he can get you to do the will of man, you don't make it. It says right here, only those who do the will of God will abide forever. In verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come. Do you see the word many? That means there are many messengers of deception, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Again, It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we know all things. That's why there's a deception out there that prevents believers from being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. That is a messenger or a doctrine of deception. It prevents individuals from getting into the place with power, dominion, vision, clarity, and relationship in the Spirit. Verse 21, I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you. What's he saying? He's saying, listen, you got to have fellowship with the Spirit or you'll be deceived. You got to have fellowship in the Spirit because it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship. Verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. In other words, the anointing is teaching us right now, not this person. It's the anointing. Amen? Only by fellowship in the Spirit and relationship with Christ will truth expose deception's message and messengers. That's the only way. In the Spirit. That's why many people are being deceived, because they are not in the Spirit. They're so busy caught up in themselves. See, one of the things the enemy wants to do is take you out of the Spirit. So what he does is focus you on you. Because when you lose sight of him, you lose sight of everything. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In verse 9, let's speak it. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of us, but we were washed and sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any influence. Has everybody got it? Deceptive influence. The only power we want to be brought under is the influence of Christ Jesus, the Spirit of truth. So we see the power of influence is brought through messengers of deception. You know, if we could zip the natural realm right now, you would see demons come up to you and speak to you all the time. And until you speak the eternal word, then the angel of the Lord shows up and kicks butt. But they approach you all the time. They're always trying to sway you, manipulate you, cause you to live in your past, when we're supposed to be living in the future to the present, not from the past to the present. We're to be living, see, if you're in the Spirit, you're living from the future to the present. Amen? So you're no longer looking at what you were, you're looking at who you are with him. See, but the enemy of deception wants you to look at you so you cannot see yourself in the future. You can only see yourself in the past, and that brings bondage. 2 Corinthians 11, messengers of deception. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Let's speak it. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So the original first messenger of deception was the serpent or Satan or Lucifer. Amen? Hallelujah. In verse 4, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. In other words, turn. In other words, you can put up with it, but turn from it. Because there are many people out there preaching a Jesus that is not the same Jesus I know. Not the Jesus that I met. My Jesus heals the sick. My Jesus raises the dead. My Jesus casts out devils. That's my Jesus. My Jesus has victory over Satan. Satan never had victory over him. Only what he allowed. So he could go to hell and rescue me and you. Hallelujah. So the first messenger of deception is Satan. Go to verse 13. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. So, the first messenger is Satan himself, the serpent, Lucifer. The second one are his righteous ministers. They have a form of godliness but deny the power. And there are many. There are many that are messengers of deception and don't even know it because it's been handed down the traditional line, deception all the way down. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. Let's speak it together. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Let no one what? Deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is what? Foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, all things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. Wow. In other words, the Lord calls the world, the wisdom of the world actually calls it demonic. It is sensual and demonic. Why? Because there are many people that go to college. Now, grab hold of this. There's nothing wrong with an education. Amen? But worldly wisdom and philosophies and theories that they call truth are messengers of deception. I've seen people go to college and get so demonized when they had a call in their life. We've seen it. And maybe they weren't ready to go to college yet because they weren't strong enough in the Lord. But I've seen many people fall because of the education of the world. You got to remember, the ruler of this world is Satan and his world system. He rules even in education. His purpose is to keep people's focus away from God, so that they rely on their own education, intellect, abilities. They got a bunch of think tanks. They need to turn it into prayer rooms. They'll get an answer. But in this is where even educated books can be messengers of deception. Look at Darwin. Darwin, which is no fact at all. A theory they call truth. And now they're teaching it in schools. And they've been teaching it in schools for a while. But it's only a theory. Nobody's ever proved that you and I came from a monkey. How ridiculous. Hallelujah. Talk about deception of darkness. My goodness. Darwin and evolution. No fact at all. World education can be a messenger of deception if not discerned correctly. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Look at music. Look at how music moves people. Right? Look at the lyrics in some of the music now. You know how many people are calling themselves believers that are out there playing ungodly music, opening themselves up to demonic arenas, out there writing books, associating in movies and all kinds of things that are opening themselves. Look at how many people have died that are movie stars, overdoses. Look how many overdoses there have been just in the last year. Famous stars that take people's eyes off of God and put them on themselves. Oh, star, how you have fallen. Ephesians chapter 5. Many of these people who started off in church as singers, brought up in the church and fellowship, seen the power of God, began to listen to the messengers of deception through money. See, they thought money was power. But money can't cast out a devil. And money can't buy you happiness. Actually, the more money people make when they're in the world, they fear more because they're afraid they're going to lose it. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6, let's speak it. Let no one deceive you with what? Empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. So whose responsibility is to expose it? Ours. If you can't expose the devil in your life, you're in trouble. That's why you need to get into fellowship to learn. Amen? Because if you don't learn, you burn. Hallelujah. Empty words of deception. All things must be exposed. And what we're exposing is what the fruit is. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We are in perilous times and things are going to get worse. They will not get better. The world is going to get worse. Don't be deceived. When they say peace, 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 then sudden destruction. For me and you, we'll be secure in him. Because money is not our security. Jobs are not our security. People are not our security. He is. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. And let's speak it. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer what? Persecution. Amen? Does everybody see that? You're going to be mocked. You're going to be called a Jesus freak. Praise God, I was called every other kind of freak, so. At least I'm finally fighting. I'm freaky for the right thing. A little peculiar, but it's okay. In verse 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's happening right now. It is spreading like cancer. More and more. People that you thought were coming along right, all of a sudden, whoa, they're in the world. It's like, man, you know, they were good people at one time. Now they're turning evil. It's happening all over the earth. More and more evil is being released. People are being smothered by darkness. Again, when the Bible was written at this time, it wasn't as bad as it is now. And it will get worse. In verse 14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. In other words, God is equipping us. Now, evil men and imposters are getting worse. Darkness is smothering many Christians. And the reason why they're smothering many Christians is because they have no understanding. They don't understand. They're just flowing along with the world. They have no true relationship where they can hear from God themselves. Their hearts are still hardened. They run from righteousness and run to evil. And they call themselves Christians. And they are actually messengers of deception out to sway other believers and not even realize it. 1 John chapter 1. You know, Christianity has excelled tremendously. Many people are being... There's an average, I forgot what they said, 132,000 people a day getting saved or something globally. I mean, it's just an outrageous number of people getting saved all over the place. And, but there are the secular world that is entering Christian systems for a profit. Even though they're heathens, they're lost. So they go, they make music, they go and make movies, they go and write books according to Christianity, but they're actually a messenger of deception. Because if you follow their life, their conduct and what they do is not pleasing to God. See, so they become a messenger of deception. So because they write something good, they play something good, they sing something good, but their lifestyle is ungodly. People look at the ungodly arena and think it's okay to live that way because of what they did according to Christianity. That is a messenger of deception. And I'm telling you, it has infiltrated the body of Christ. All kinds of areas. Music, books, movies, all kinds of things. Is everybody okay? 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Speak it with me. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses me from all sin. So again, if you say you have fellowship with him, but you walk in darkness, you are lost. Why? Because the blood of Christ does not cover you. And only through the blood of Christ can you be covered. So everybody got it. Other than that, you are a broken covenant, and you are not his. That's why Jesus said, many in that day will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. And he'll say, depart from me, you practice lawlessness. Even though they had a form of godliness, they practiced Christianity. They had the form of Christ-like, but they didn't live it. They only played it for benefit and profit. Amen? Oh, praise God. In verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Wow. Practice truth, maintains light of his presence, with conviction to repent when we rebel in any way whatsoever. Because sin is the presence of evil, and it entices us to rebel against righteousness. Psalm 38. In verse 9, let's speak it together. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it is also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Anybody ever felt that way? Don't lift your hands. Those who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all day long. So the enemy is always planning deception towards you. He's always trying to snare you in deception. There is a messenger of deception around every corner. Always ready to try to deceive you. Try to impart in you. Try to cause you to agree with something through a voice, through an emotion, through a circumstance, through a memory, through a smell, through a song. Has everybody got it? He's always trying to get you into the arena to deceive you and bring you into your past, because he can't live with you in the future. But he can live with you in the past. Amen? Go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. James 1 and verse 21. Let's speak it together. James 1:21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, He is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. You got to be careful. The messengers of religiosity, they are messengers of deception. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Second John. Religious messengers of deception. Those are your third major messengers. Second John in verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. Now, who's he speaking to? Unbelievers or believers? Believers. The Bible's not for an unbeliever. It's for a believer. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ is both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. You know how many people have gone astray? Somebody who come up, you know, they knock on the door. Hi, I'm such and such. Jesus loves you. Would you read my book? And the person, first of all, is a believer, but not one that's strong in the Lord. Because if they're strong in the Lord, they'll discern right then and there. Because you know the Spirit in you, the Holy Ghost, lets you quicken that this is false doctrine. And we should always be ready when we see them coming. Man, I chase them down the street. I want to get a word in them. I go outside and I say, okay, let's pray. Man, they run. What's the matter? You want to pray in the Spirit? We don't need religion. And we don't need bondage. We don't want to manage those demons that try to come around us. We want to be free. Amen? And that's what the deception, these messengers of deception do, is try to reattach you to the emotional attachments where there's demonic activity. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. In verse 1, let's speak it. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. False what? Teachers. Who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow the destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, and to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example of those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not what? They do not what? Understand. That's why it's important to get understanding in this. And will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangle in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Wow. Why? Because seven demons come back even stronger, don't they? Messengers of deception. Go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. And verse 25. Hebrews 12, verse 25. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heavens. That's happening right now. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we have this receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. In other words, in this shaking, lives are being shaken right now. The purpose of lives being shaken is for exposure. Even when the Lord, now check this out. When the Lord sent Moses, right, he pulls him out of Egypt, then he sends him back to Egypt. He says, go get my people. Moses was like, man, I can't. What are you, crazy? I can't do this stuff. He said, go, I'll be with you. And he shows him signs about him being with him. And he takes his brother Aaron. And he goes and speaks to Pharaoh. Now the Lord tells Moses, go there and tell them to loose my people. Let them go out so that they can worship. So they can build an altar and worship. But they couldn't build an altar and worship there because they would have been killed. It had to be out of Egypt. So in this, here, God sends Moses, right? But when he tells Pharaoh this, it backfires. So what happens? Pharaoh gets hardened and he makes them work even harder in making clay and so forth. And Moses is, oh man, you made me look like an idiot. Everybody's against me now. Everybody wanted to kill Moses now, you know. Come on, you told us God was going to free us. So in this, so many times, God is trying to get Egypt out of us. Amen? He's trying to get the world out of us, because the word Egypt means bondage, and it's associated with the world. That's why God, when he finally did remove them, he kept them in the wilderness for 40 years. Everything was shaking in their life. But they saw miraculous moves of God, where they were fed from heaven, where they were provided, where a pillar of fire came every night and a cloud by day. Until they made it to the promised land, then provisions stopped. But until that time, God was with them, even during their complaining and grumbling. See, they refuse to leave Egypt. They grumbled and complained the whole time in the wilderness. Oh, you brought us out here to kill us. You know, we could use some meat. And the Lord sent them quail. And they ate the quail, got fed, slept well, and complained again. Because see, they were still living in the past, not the future. They refused to look at what God had promised them and accepted the messenger's deception. And even when they were in the wilderness, what did they do? They built a calf, right? To try to replace God. They built a golden calf. And it got them in trouble again. And thousands died because they got bit by serpents that the Lord sent. I'm sharing with you that the shaking right now is also to remove the world from our heart, to remove the world from our mind, create new memories, and start living from the future instead of the past. If you live from the past to the present, you will have torment and you will always struggle. You will go into cycles. And the messengers of deception will use you as a meal because they get fed by emotion. So many times, God's people try to do the right thing, but they do it in the flesh. See, when we go into the flesh, in other words, there's a boundary that God has. When we go beyond the boundary, we're in the flesh. That's where we're no longer led by the Spirit. We're pushed by the devil. We're pushed by the messenger. The messengers of deception. Because it's better to be led than to be pushed. Amen? And what the enemy tries to do, because he wants you to fall out of rank, he wants you to love the world, he wants you to become a messenger of deception. Many people become a messenger of deception when they fall into offense, fear, lust, or pride. Because rebellion is a messenger of deception. When we become rebellious, we become a messenger of deception. How our conduct is, who we associate with. Are you running to the throne or the phone first? Has everybody got it? See, so many times, people want to become, they want to justify, they want to reason, because they don't want to take accountability. Everyone here must take accountability to their actions, no matter what. You can't blame anybody for what you do. You can't say the devil made me do it. Not when you have the tools. So everybody got it. That's why God brings fellowship. That's why there's training in the body of Christ. I can't blame anybody for how I react. I have to blame myself. When I get frustrated on the tennis court, I have to blame myself. It's not the ball that did it. It's not the racket. Even though when you miss the shot, you look at the racket like, what kind of racket is this? But it's really not the racket, and it's not your opponent. It's you. So if somebody chooses to say something, whatever, they want to say something about me, lie, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's my choice to be offended or not. It's my choice to whether I'm going to allow that to hurt me or not. See, but if I have no access of the world in me, then that won't bother me. Does everybody get this? See, because again, there's more and more evil being released on the earth. Believers are being smothered by darkness because they have no understanding. We have the power to choose, and he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. People don't have to fall. They don't have to backslide. But when they make a mistake, they need to repent and not blame anybody else. Take your responsibility as a believer in him and not as a message of deception or messenger of deception and blame somebody else for what you do. Amen? Because that's exactly what the enemy wants to do with us. Praise God. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thess 2 in verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon what? Shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That's the body of Christ. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Wow. Romans 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, we are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made with corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Verse 24, therefore God also gave them to uncleanliness in lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And I want to close at Luke 14. So understand that your shaking, the things that are being shaken, is so that the enemy can be exposed, the messengers of deception can be exposed, and the world can come out of you. Because the enemy is looking for a place in us where the world is still. That's how he acts us. See, because where the world is still here, there's access from here. He can access anywhere where the world is still in us. Luke 14, is everybody there? And verse 25, all praise God. Let's speak it together. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's why we are blessed and highly flavored. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are awesomely blessed. We commit all things to you. We repent for the areas of association with the messengers of deception. And every corruptible seed that's been imparted in us, we command to wither and die and break and loose us right now from all deception, fear, anxiety, lust, pride, arrogance, unforgiveness, criticism, accusation, bewitchments, mind-binding spirits, controlling spirits, and every other high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, we cast away and remove from us right now and send it to the pit, that the mind, heart, will, desire, image, likeness, and character of Christ can manifest in us and through us, that we may have understanding and discernment to be sensitive to the messengers of deception. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.